It is Magic for Your Mind, the Becoming Psychic show here on Channel Radio. I am Sammy B.
I'm Grant Collier.
And we are back here in the studio, same as we are every Thursday, 7 till 10:30pm with an amazing guest. And this week's amazing guest is the lovely Jane Alton. Jane, can you hear me? Oh, you know what? Jane, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You know what? For a second then I thought I'd pressed the wrong button and cut you off. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. Now, you are a numerologist.
Yes.
Can you just explain to people out there, what is a numerologist?
Well, numerology is about what you're here to do this lifetime, what the lessons are, what the karma is. The theory is we choose to be born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn to complete what we're here to do. So numerology is very much about the journey. I do life maps and relationship charts. It's about understanding basically what you're here to do, why certain situations might keep coming up, why certain people are in your world. There's no such thing as coincidence.
No.
But it's looking at your life in a completely different way, understanding what's really going on. We've all got amazing gifts. We've all got our unique bits of the puzzle to complete. And when we're doing what we're actually put on this planet to do, things can actually fall into place. It can be quite tangible, the universe supporting us and guiding us when we're doing what we've been put here to do. So it's all about looking at your life in a whole new way. I always give the analogy of, you know, we carry stuff around with us, and numerology is about opening up that bag and looking inside.
Yeah.
So it's about what we're here to do, and also with businesses. I do life maps for businesses as well, the dynamics of the team, how your business can help you complete what you're here to do, and also names of businesses, launch dates of businesses. We use numbers every day, but they're sacred symbols. They represent energies and cycles, and it is just understanding the energies that are working around us, and you know our unique. Numerology sort of defining our unique vibration, if you like.
Yeah.
So it's all about looking at your life in a whole new way.
Hi, Jane.
Hello, Grant.
How are you, darling? Are you all right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Because a lot of people don't understand numerology, and numerology goes back to the basic nine numbers between 1 and 9, and then
yeah.
It goes to a 10, and it goes back to the 1 again. Obviously, you take the 0 away, and people don't understand that side of it. So, when you're looking at date of births and things, it always goes back to them basic numbers, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, how does that work? If people were looking at their own, say, their life path number and wanted to find out their life path number by looking at their date of birth, how do they do that?
Oh, it's quite easy. I mean, basically, I use computers and things. From a name and a date of birth, there's a myriad of numbers that are generated. Mm. So you may share the same mission as someone else, but you'll have your own unique set of numbers, your own unique way of completing that. But
yeah.
To just work out your mission, you simply take your date of birth, you've got the day you're born,
yeah.
That's your birthday energy, that's 10% of your energy, you've got the month,
yeah.
And you add those two together,
uh-huh.
And that number represents your first goal.
Yes.
And then with the year, you add the numbers in the year you're born
mm-hmm.
together, and that represents your challenge. And you add those two numbers together, and you'll get your mission.
Right, okay. Fantastic.
So it's actually quite straightforward.
Well, that's quite interesting.
Date of birth, I can talk them through.
Yeah, that's quite interesting because a lot of people don't understand what them processes are. They just go, well, what does that mean, my life path number? So you've actually explained that really well. The purposes of these are the two first, the 10% of your energy, where you are going and where your mission is. So that's quite interesting because a lot of people know that. And I'd sound a bit like, what's his name then? Not a lot of people know that, but you've explained it quite well. So basically, also with the numbers, Jane, we can also do that by people's names as well,
yes.
by the letters.
Numerology is different to astrology in that your name features very strongly in numerology.
Yeah.
From your name, you know, a huge amount of information comes from your name. For instance, mm-hmm. I'm a twin, so
yeah.
My twin sister's got the same mission as me, but because she has a different name,
yep.
She has a completely different way of going about completing that.
Mm. Mm.
So the name is, even if you never use the name you're born with,
yeah.
Your name represents, it's that cross in time and space, it's the birth energy.
Absolutely.
So the name you're born with, even if you never use it, is a huge part of numerology.
Now we're talking about full name, as in middle name
that's
as well.
Whatever is
it?
On your birth
yeah.
certificate.
Yeah. Now, if the people change their name,
yeah, that adds new dimensions to your to your birth energies, if
right,
you like.
And this is something that's very useful with people with businesses as well, that can change their business name.
Oh,
to
yes,
make
a big part of my work is helping people with changing their names and helping them understand the dimensions. Just adding a letter or changing a letter adds whole new dimensions to energies and cycles, etc. It has a huge impact.
So remember that. Anybody out there listening and struggling with their business at the moment, maybe your your numerological makeup of your name and your company is doing you no justice. You can go towards you. They can come to you, Jane, and find out what's the best way, yeah?
Oh, yes, yes. Basically, with the name of a business and the date you launched your business, I do life maps for businesses, all sorts. So, yeah, it's and names of products as well. With Numerology, you can find the perfect launch date, the perfect product name, etc. Numerology is used a lot to name products and businesses.
Uh-huh. Now, obviously, you know, you are a numerologist and you work with the numbers, but obviously there's an energy as a numerologist and somebody that's open to spirit. You know, obviously you pick up a lot of information spiritually as well as you're tapping
into them. Oh, yes, I did a lot. Yes,
so you're not just looking at numbers and going, you know, you are open and I know you very well and you are very spiritual. And the thing is, Jane, you know, Is it hard to learn numerology? Is it?
I mean, if you look on my website, there's a free numerology guide that talks you through sort of what the energies represent. And I'm a teacher with the Knesset School of Numerology, which is esoteric numerology. Yeah. It's going back to the ancient wisdoms, etc. There are lots and lots of books on numerology. Mm. You know, there's a very spiritual aspect to it. There's also sort of the flat numerology in the books, you know, adding the numbers up, this means that, etc. It's basically everything evolves in cycles.
Yep.
So it's seeing the cycles evolve. It's seeing the patterns that are going on. Mm. But, yeah, the basic numerology is very simple. And, you know, you can look at that on my website in the numerology guide. It's quite simple to work out what you're here to do and, you know, your expression number, how people see you, etc.
Well, numerology goes back a long time. It goes back to, like, Pythagoras, doesn't it?
Well, so the father of modern numerology is Pythagoras, and that's 600 years before Christ.
Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't discover numerology. No. Numerology was always already there, but he took it on to a new level. He went around the world getting to, you know, accumulating lots of information about how people were doing numerology all over the world, and he set up his mystery schools and sort of brought everything together and took it to a new level.
Yeah, I think, you
know, numerology's been around for a very long time.
Absolutely. I think way beyond the energy of what we class as man. I think that's something, you know, when we look at the, you know, grid references of the world, and when we look at, like, numerological signs of where the latitudes are, where certain destinations are things that go beyond this world, and where things have, you know, over time in history, I mean, there was a big factor that, you know, Roswell, the crash of Roswell, when we're going way out there now with aliens.
Oh, yeah.
But they actually sat 33 degrees precisely to the energy of the equator.
Yeah. And that was 30... I mean, again, that's energies and cycles and vibrations.
Yeah.
Numbers are a very good way of defining vibration. Everything evolves in cycles, and numbers are a very good way of defining, you know, everything comes down to numbers, basically.
Absolutely. And did you know that Jesus was crucified on Mount Zion, and that Mount Zion is exactly 33 degrees as well? And that was, that's true, that is.
I mean, 33 in numerology is a saviour number.
Yep.
So it's quite interesting. All the numbers are very symbolic, the energies they represent.
Yeah, well, I'm a 22, so I'm a master number.
That's a very powerful energy, 22.
Mm. Now, with 22s and...
Sam's got lots of 11s, which are changing the world spiritually.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful combination.
They are, because, you know, a lot of people go, well, I'm a 26 or whatever, so but you change them, but you don't actually change a master number, do you? Master number stays a master number, if I'm right in saying. I mean, basically, a 22 is a number 4.
Yeah, it can reduce to a 4.
Yeah.
I mean, some people... You know, with the 22, you're exuding a confidence and charisma you might not actually feel inside.
Yeah.
And a lot of people fall back on the 4 energy, if you like, because the 22, it's quite a demanding energy, if you like.
Yeah.
You're attracting big projects, and you may be quaking inside, thinking, I can't really do this.
Well, I was always told that a 22 can either be massive successful people or major failures.
It's about big projects. It's the 4 split in half with the 2 twos.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, with the 2 twos at the front, there's a lot of passion. It's literally the master builder.
Yeah.
I mean, with the four, there can be quite a lot of conflict inside.
Yeah.
You know, the four holds everything together. The four is the building block. The four is all about what's viable and practical. Mm. But the four is actually amazingly creative and ultimately wants to build its inner temple, not just focus on holding it together for everyone else.
Absolutely.
And so with the 22, it's very much, there can be crisis, there can be opportunities. But it's about ultimately being this master builder, physically changing the world in some way.
Now,
the bottom line is you can be, there's a great charisma that comes with 11s and 22s. They're exuding confidence and charisma. They don't actually feel inside, and people are drawn to them, and they attract these big projects. And, you know, it can be quite daunting.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you did do a chart for our lovely Sammy.
Oh, yes, definitely. Sammy's got some wonderful energy.
Now,
I also looked at the...
obviously, we haven't got lots of time.
Well.
Yeah, obviously, we're limited on time to
do
this.
Problem.
So, if we can briefly do
this. Our lovely Sam is a wonderful old soul with a lot of master energy.
Yeah.
And what's lovely is becoming psychic. That's an old soul energy as well.
Uh-huh.
And it totally expands Sam's world into the sixth. You know, the centre, central to becoming psychic limited is this wonderful sixth, which is all about taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a, you know, with the old soul energy, people can be drawn to becoming psychic limited, and they won't always know why. It's because of the old soul energy.
Mm-hmm.
Old soul energy, you know, for Sam, you know, it can mean you feel isolated and misunderstood. There can be a lot of frustration in that people aren't always ready for what you've got to say.
Yeah.
But there's such massive shifts going on in consciousness now. People are waking up. So becoming psychic limited is a wonderful platform for Sam's amazing master energy. She's got 65-11-2 at the centre of her chart, which is about being a prolific creator.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing wisdom. If you visualise an 11, it's about amazing wisdom. It's a channel of special awareness. It's about wisdom's coming through on the two of emotion.
Yeah.
So although Sam's very, very sensitive, she's having to be very strong emotionally, speaking these wisdoms and sort of other people deal with it sort of thing.
Yeah.
And what's wonderful with Sam's numbers, as well as being very, very sensitive, she's got a really good business head on her shoulders as well, very practical.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of master energy, you can be sort of literally up in the clouds, but very, very astute with business is our Sammy.
Yeah.
Very much her expression number, 89, is about helping all of humanity in the most effective way possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, and what's opening doors for Sammy is all about achieving success through creativity, through communication. The one lesson she's having to learn again is the four of being practical, you know, one step at a time. She's a bit ahead of her time with some of her ideas.
Yeah.
And of course, with becoming psychic limited, that's very much that the four energy, you know, is encouraged to be very practical. Sammy's amazingly creative and comes up with amazing solutions. From a young age, she possibly had to find all she needs inside of her, you know, as an old soul. So she's very versatile, comes up with amazing solutions. And the place she gets to ultimately is about uplifting, about achieving success through her creativity, through her communication. A tough edge, you know, a tough hickey, completely unstoppable when she decides what she wants to do. She's very much in tune with that inner voice, following that inner voice.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, with the becoming psychic limited, that's the mission from becoming psychic limited is a 268, achieving success so she can help other people. And developing a global vision, taking everything to a whole new level. There's an 88-16-7 here, which makes the business quite unstoppable. And it's through this business Sammy can achieve what she's here to do. It totally expands her world and helps her complete what she's here to do. Sammy's a natural, she's, you know, her birthday number is a 10, her gift is a 10. She's a natural leader, a natural pioneer. And with the 10, you know, the 1 is quite a naive energy, it's the generator, a fire, completely unstoppable. With the 10, it's a leader with all the qualities of 1 to 9 behind the 10, if you like. So a leader with great breadth of vision, taking everyone with her.
Yeah.
So very powerful energies at work.
So if we're looking into the energy of her business and where things are coming up over the next few years, are these exciting times for her, Jane?
Sorry, you're breaking up. Could you say that again?
Yeah,
Rob?
Sorry. Looking into the chart and where our business is at the moment, are we looking at exciting times ahead for Sammy?
I've done a life map for the business as well as for Sammy.
Yeah.
With the business, the whole approach for the business is all about being the pioneer, being truly independent. And the challenge is all about being the peacemaker, the diplomat, working in subtle ways, but also up the front there as a leader. And the essence of 2013-2014, that's all about corporative ventures, getting people to work together. It's also both sides of Sammy's character, if you like. There's the very masculine side, if you like, the side that's really good with money, the side that's very assertive, and also the very, very, very sensitive energy. So when Sammy was younger, her great sensitivity possibly stopped her doing things. But it's about using that sensitivity as a strength, being up the front there, inspiring people, but also tuning into people at a very deep level. And the essence of the first few years of this business is this 1-2-3 corporative ventures, working with others, seeing things as other people do. And you're moving on to a place next year where it's very much about burning the candle at both ends, lots and lots going on. And the 14-5 energy of truly being the messenger, getting the message across.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've also looked sort of 4 months at a time, from October 2011 through to October 2015.
Yeah.
And literally where she is at the moment, it's all about being the teacher and inspiring people to think in new ways. And come February, it's all about... And being the messenger for ancient wisdoms, demonstrating, communicating those wisdoms, finding the harmony. And come October, it's all about obstacles coming up, but overcoming them to show other people how it's done. So really powerful energies going on.
It's a very interesting...
big projects on their way.
Yeah, it's a very interesting concept of what the numbers are bringing forward within the person that she is, because I can totally relate to that, Jane. And I can totally relate that to many ways. You know, she is somebody that's very sensitive, but she is a headstrong person. She would do it her way. Are you still there? I think we might have lost Jane. Might have to call her back in, guys. I think we lost her.
Jane,
hello.
Oh,
sorry, I lost you there.
That's all right, Hannah, but I thought we'd lost you. Okay, that's fantastic. So, I can totally get, because she's very sensitive, but she's very headstrong about business, and she's very independent.
Completely unstoppable. Sammy's someone who learned from a very young age to trust her inner voice. You know, when you're an old soul with master energy, especially when you're young, it can be very isolating. You can feel very isolated and misunderstood. You're saying things it's not expected a child to say. But now she's got a platform to speak those wisdoms. And people are waking up. People are wanting to think in new ways. And she's learned to be strong emotionally and to sort of speak those wisdoms and other people deal with it rather than possibly... When she was younger, there was an awful lot she kept to herself. So she's got a wonderful platform for her old soul energy.
So that's on a business level. How about on a personal relationship level? Is she...
You just want to know more about me, don't you?
I know a lot about you, but it's interesting to find out what the numbers are saying. So over the last... Say let's go for the last year to where we are now and what's coming up for the next...
Yeah, hang on, we're talking about the business or Sammy or both?
No, we're talking about sort of... have you done the relationship side there as well?
What, for the business and Sammy?
With the relationship. How about a personal relationship?
Yeah, with Sammy and the business. I mean, the business... Sammy completes what she's here to do through the business. Sammy on a... When I do relationship... Sammy on a relationship chart is basically one line between 1 and 8. So... Sammy is someone who needs other people to complete what she's here to do. Her whole mission, 46101, is about being born to serve.
Yes.
So she's a pioneer here to take everyone with her to achieve success so she can help other people. So Sammy totally needs other people to complete what she's here to do.
Do you think that's probably why I've come into the zone?
Expands her world so she can complete what she's here to do.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I've come into her zone.
You bring lots of laughter and joy in.
Oh, that's me.
Central to your world is laughter and joy.
You know me of old, and that's the one. I haven't changed.
So you expand her her world into a whole new direction, and the business into a whole new direction.
Yeah, I think that we do sort of give each other that push and that buzz on that energy. So that's totally true.
Yes, it's very important sort of dynamics going on.
Yeah.
You know, with the three on the life map, 2013, 2014, it's all three energy. So it's really important. It has been really important last year, this year, to be extremely positive, to bounce back, to have fun no matter what.
Yeah.
To see sort of the lighter side of things.
Uh-huh. So within that notion, I mean, I think you've got my chart there as well. What's happening with me over this year and where things
are? Sorry, we're talking about your numbers now.
Yeah. So where do I come in around that energy with Sam? And
with the relationship chart, you're literally taking things into a whole new direction. As I said, central to your world is laughter and joy.
Yeah.
With Sammy, it's very much between success in the material realm, paying the bills, etc. And you're taking her world into a whole new direction, possibly encouraging great creativity, and expanding the six. Because for you personally, the six is what opens doors for you. The six is all about responsibility, that great sense of responsibility that's very important for you. So you expand that within the business, if you like.
Yeah.
That's very central for the business, and it's very central for you personally.
That seems about right, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The business has been very balanced around the energy.
I mean, both of you are very, very sensitive people.
Yeah.
And you've both got this master energy. You've both got breadth of vision. For Sammy, it's a 65-11, which is prolific creator.
Uh-huh.
For you, you've got a soul urge, which is 29-11, which is bringing in the light, inspiring people to think in new ways. And the negative to a 29-11 is that there can be a great fear of making mistakes, of doing the wrong thing. But essence of your personality, 56-11, that's the DNA number. Uh-huh. And it's also the journey from the head to the heart, if you like. The five is the mind, the six is the heart.
Mm.
And it's the perfect manager, really. But the expression number, 224, is about big projects. So, you know, both of you have great breadth of vision. Both of you are very, very sensitive.
Uh-huh.
Both of you, the four is very central for both of you. For Sammy, your lesson is the four. You're having to learn one step at a time. And you may have found from a young age that the opportunities weren't there as you wanted them to be.
Yeah.
Your motivations, your abilities were much greater than the opportunities that came your way. So you've had to learn one step at a time.
Yeah.
And with Grant, your mission is a four.
Yeah.
And you've got lots and lots of four energy, so you're very comfortable with, you know, one step at a time.
Uh-huh.
And with the, you know, the business, the 88-16-7 of being completely unstoppable,
uh-huh.
that very much features in your energies as well, Grant. So there's, both of you have that tough side to you where you've had to literally, especially with your mission, Grant, 13-4, this means you may have avoided work and responsibility in a past life, and you're literally being forced to work twice as hard to get half as far.
Yeah.
So, you know, both of you have experienced other people trying to impose their way of thinking of you, other people mm-hmm. trying to push you in that box, if you like.
Absolutely. That rings definitely.
And no matter
true.
How much you achieve, you may feel you're not getting anywhere. The only cure with 13-4 karma is to progress despite the limitations. If you give up because things are difficult, things actually get harder for you in that you're literally being forced to work twice as hard. You're being forced to work hard for everything. But the positive is you learn to make something from nothing. You learn to never give up.
Yeah.
And there's the potential to literally turn things around.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sammy's got that true grit as well, if you like. So both of you are very sensitive, but you've both got the tough edge. You've both learned to trust that inner voice, to follow it, to be pioneers. And it's interesting that one of your challenges is all about being born to being that pioneer, being in new territory, which is something that Sam's completely comfortable with.
Yeah.
So you basically complete, you know, there's a great deal you achieve together. The key thing is, for both of you, you have great breadth of vision despite the obstacles.
Yes,
and
true.
Despite transients and change and things going from under you, both of you have goals and are completely unstoppable. The courage to truly be yourself is very, very significant for Sammy as well. You know, so doing things in your own unique way.
Yeah.
I mean, the place Sammy gets to is achieving success through creativity, through communication. It's the place you get to is uplifting people with your vision.
Yeah.
But the key thing is both of you have a vision. Both of you have breadth of vision despite obstacles. And both of you have experienced being very sensitive, but using that sensitivity as a strength rather than it stopping you doing things. And both of you have experienced having to basically speak that wisdom and other people deal with it rather than keep everything to yourself, sort of thing. Both of you know what it's like to feel isolated and misunderstood at times. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. People are waking up now. So it's important what both of you have to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting because we are people that hold, we balance our energy, we hold each other up and we look at that destination goal.
Sorry, you're breaking up again, I'm having trouble hearing you. Could you say that again?
Yeah, we are very much people that hold each other up through this because that's important.
Both of you are very sensitive to each other's feelings.
Yeah.
Which is really important because both of you have experienced feeling isolated and misunderstood.
Mm.
So for both of you, to experience being with someone who understands that breadth of vision.
Absolutely.
Is important. It's important.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I totally agree with
you. Yeah, learning to trust that inner voice and follow it no matter what.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I have to say that Sammy can be a bit more flexible than you at times.
Yeah.
I agree.
You come up with the amazing solutions and very creative.
I don't know about that. I can do the crab better than that.
but the key thing is you both have the breadth of vision despite the obstacles.
Yeah.
That's the key thing. And both great sensitivity. But you both have the potential to be sort of up the front there inspiring people, but at the same time tuning into people at a very deep level.
Fantastic.
So you know what's going on at a deep level and you're good on the practical as well as, as well as the spiritual. You're making the spiritual real for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Overcoming obstacles, sticking with things. To me, that's making the spiritual real.
Okay, so let's look at if we looked at the energy of everybody out there coming away from us at the moment. I mean, this is a 7 year. So what can you expect from a year 7?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 25-7 as well.
Uh-huh.
This is a year where we very much... next year is huge. Next year is a 2-6-8, which is Lord Karma.
Mm.
So perhaps if we put it in context, in that last year was a 2-4-6, which is finding the harmony in time and space.
Yeah.
This year is a 2-5-7, which is very much learning from life rather than books.
Uh-huh.
And very much... Because the 7 can be quite explosive.
Yeah.
The 7 is... With the 6, again, if you look at my numerology guide, it explains this quite well, but the 6 potentially opens up to spirit. The 6 can be this really tight coil holding everything together, and it's about opening up to spirit. It's seeing the beauty without the perfection. Mm. And then the 7 is about taking spirit back into matter. So it's almost as if it's about making the spiritual real. It's about very much... trusting that inner voice, following that inner voice. It's like a birth of consciousness. It's about being progressive, thinking in new ways, learning to do things in new ways. The 7 is very much about following that inner voice. And the 7 is the inventor, it's taking an idea and making something real.
Yeah.
And next year, Lord Karma, 2-6-8, that's very much about changing patterns that will otherwise go on forever. So... there's some powerful shifts going on.
So, Jane, like astrology, even though it's numerology, does it work that if I turn around and say, what numbers of, what life path number would struggle in a year 7 and what would be what ones would have positives? What would you say that the ones that would struggle with this year than others?
Represents the challenge, if you like.
Yeah.
If you're... So the challenge this year is really to be spiritual and to look within and to follow that inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got sort of a line of physicality and a line of action and if all your energy is outgoing, lots of 8 energy, etc., it can be quite hard to look within.
Right.
You know, you almost have to be forced to look within. You know, if you think of a number eight, it never stops moving. It doesn't like to look within. It's very much about changing everything out there, knocking down, rebuilding the whole time. So, you know, so for some energies, you know, it can be quite difficult to look within.
No, I get that. It's interesting because, you know, you don't think, we all think of, like, you know, astrology, and we think about the, you know, the, all the different star signs and that, and the rising signs and that, but we don't think about the blueprint of taking it smaller than that and putting and finding out people's numerology as well. And it's very interesting because I don't think people look at numbers with where they should be in, you know, in their energy of their birth signs and their birth dates, and because the universe is made up of numbers, isn't it, at the end?
Yeah, I mean, everything evolves in cycles. You know, if you look at nature, things don't disappear, they just re-emerge. It's everything is evolving in cycles. And so it's you know, the life maps that I do from 0 to 99, they're like detailed weather forecasts for your life. It's the cycles evolving. And with astrology, that's cycles as well. You know, we're all part of, everything evolves in cycles. You know, every 7 years our bodies recreate themselves. Well, everything is evolving in cycles. There's certain patterns.
That's it. I mean, you talked about DNA. You know, you were talking about earlier on, you know, their DNA
numbers.
That comes
down to numbers as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And DNA numbers, obviously you know a lot about the DNA numbers and the numbers. Obviously you studied a lot of that process. And you know, DNA is different and these numbers are different. And it is really interesting that you can go right as small as DNA numbers within the energies of where we change and we evolve within that DNA structure as we grow through life. So where we go back to Sammy's chart and we look at where she was within her structure of numbers at a period of time, say from like 1 to 10 and then 10 to 20. Has there been, you talked about very briefly how much information, but has she changed and learnt a lot through them processes?
I'm having trouble hearing you. Are you saying is she going to learn a lot from you? Is that what you're saying?
No. Has she, had they dramatically changed the years of her early stages of life to her mid stages of life and where she's going to, in later stages?
I mean, as I say, the life maps go from 0 to 99.
Yeah.
And right the way to Tammy, her whole approach up until 2032 is all about true independence.
Yeah.
But, you know, around the age of 35, which, I mean, 35 is a really important number for Sammy, because that's the key to her door, that's the number. But age 35 is a massive shift.
Yep.
Up until then, her challenge was always to be the peacemaker, and she may have felt in the middle of a conflict zone for a lot of that time. And around 35, her whole challenge changes, and it becomes more about helping all of humanity, learning to let go and trust. You know, this is sort of where she is at the moment. So there's a massive shift going on already. And the essence of what's happening, 35, 36, is, you know, is an 11. It's, you know, her world's expanding at the moment. You know, with the 11, it's potentially quite visionary, idealistic, inspirational, possibly too much light coming through at times. But there are massive shifts going on at the moment.
Yeah.
And looking back, another amazing, powerful shift was between 25 and 31. That was a completely fresh new start for her. And, of course, 26, that's the place she gets to. You know, that's about achieving success so she can help others.
Yeah.
So, there's been some powerful shifts going on Sammy's chart.
Uh-huh.
And this is a very important time for her. Massive shifts going on. Her whole challenge is changing. And, you know, the essence of what's happening this year and next year is all about the 11 and new beginnings in the material realm as well, a new house, a new job, just massive shifts going on. With the 11, you know, it's about her world expanding, quite a visionary, idealistic, inspirational time.
Yep, so we can look at Sammy over the next couple of years and look at a new entrepreneur then.
Well, there's this, some powerful shifts coming up.
Yeah.
And 37, 38, because 37 in terms of numerology is true self being revealed. 38 is about inspiring people through her work.
Yeah.
37, 38, that's all about being the messenger. So, you know, it's interesting because roughly, you know, your 20s are about sensitivity, emotion, relationships. 30s are about truly finding your voice. And that's what's happening with Sammy.
So if we look at the energy of I'm putting you on the spot here, because it's a, if we look at the energy of the company name Becoming Psychic, I know this
Becoming Psychic.
If we look at that name, have you done the business name as well? Is that all in constructed with it?
In that name is an old soul energy. So
there you go.
It's a brilliant name to have for a business, because people will be drawn to that business because of the name.
Yeah.
Old soul energy for a business is brilliant.
So that's
You know, the whole mission that comes from the date it was the date the business started is an 8, which is, you know, what open source for Sunny. You know, it's about success in the material realm.
So she has no need to change that name at all.
That is a brilliant name. You know, it's an old soul energy.
Brilliant.
And obviously, you know, Sammy herself has old soul energy.
Yep.
So the business is the perfect platform for Sammy's old soul energy. And, you know, we need to be thinking in new ways quite quickly. So, you know, it's important. No, it's that's a brilliant name. And, of course, the B at the front is the 2, Sensitive Helper. You know, and the fact that central to this business is the 6 of, you know, a great sense of responsibility towards everybody.
So if we look at Grant Collier...
Yeah.
Do I need to change my name to Stardust or something?
Yeah, that would add a whole new dimension.
Would it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with Grant Collier, you know, from your name at birth, your expression numbers are 224. And with Grant Collier, it becomes a 57213, which is demonstrating, communicating the wisdom, making the ideas real, which is your challenge.
So isn't that strange?
Just using Grant Collier brings in new dimensions. I mean, Stardust, you've got the 1 at the front,
because
you've got a 7 at the front of your name, which makes you quite a reserved thinker. There's a great deal that goes on in your head people don't always know about.
Oh, that's true.
you're very private about a lot of things.
Yeah.
With the name Stardust, you know, that's an S at the front, which is the sensitive leader. And with Stardust, you might be interested to know, that's a 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's a 9. So if you change your name to Stardust, that would be a 23, 14, 5, which is up with brilliant ideas, down with emotion. That's the messenger. That would...
Well, that's strange, because that was Alvin Stardust. He changed his name, didn't he? Alvin Stardust actually changed his name to Stardust. It was Alvin something else before.
But, you know, Stardust is... Yeah. You know, you've got the 14-5 there, the messenger. So it's good for communication.
Isn't that strange how... Isn't that strange how I just thought that name in my head?
So when I changed my name from my birth name to Samir Turner with no middle name, how much did that change my chart?
Yeah, it just brings in new dimensions. I mean, the energies I'm talking about for you, using the name on your birth certificate.
Yeah.
So, for instance, with your name Sammy... rather than a 358 growth number, it becomes a 15-6. And a 616. It brings in whole new dimensions.
That's very interesting.
But, you know, you still got the S at the front. Still, it's interesting because the S is the emotional leader and the A is the dynamic leader. So bringing in those two very sensitive sides to you, as well as the tough edge.
Wow. Okay, well, let's come away from that side of it a minute, because, Jane, you've done some amazing stuff, darling. You've written for quite a few magazines, and you've appeared on TV, and we were talking about it a little bit earlier.
TV stuff as well.
Yes, you've done TV stuff as well. You was on Daybreak, wasn't you?
Oh, yeah, quite a while ago. Yeah, I've also done a book for Chalet 7 in Switzerland.
Oh, right, okay. And what was that? I mean, obviously it was involved with numerology, but what was that? What was that book?
All it was this amazing place called Chalet 7 in Crans-Montana, Switzerland. It's very, very exclusive, and they just wanted a book about the number 7 to put on the coffee tables of Chalet 7. So it's just about the number 7, which is like the most spiritual number.
Are you finding that, you know, within your work, I know within my work, you know, that more areas of the world are getting more interested about numerology?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah. There's certain, particularly the Indian, the Far East, they're particularly into numerology. I do numbers for people all over the world. I use Skype a lot.
Yeah.
I do quite a lot of work in India. With in that part of the world and America and Australia as well. But yeah, obviously a lot of work in the UK as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you,
but particularly Canada as well. They're very into numerology.
It does seem that the Canadian energy has really sort of come forward. I know, especially within the energy of the psychic side, and that obviously is being shown within the numerological side as well. But, you know, have you found that numerology has sort of really, the interest of numerology has really come forward more within the last sort of 5-10 years?
Well, there are a lot of people suffering. You know, materialism's gone so far in one direction that people, you know, you have to look like this to be successful, you have to buy this to be happy, etc. It's gone so far in one direction that people are starting to look in new directions, because there can be a great deal of emptiness, there can be a great deal of unhappiness. Are going so far in that direction, and with the unhappiness, there can be a great seeking spirit. You know, people will try things they wouldn't normally try, and people are possibly realizing going so far in one direction. You know, with the intellect, you know, it can only get you so far. When you know, there's no such thing as an easy life for anyone. That everyone will experience certain things that materialism and the intellect can't actually help them with. And you know, wanting to connect to something much bigger, wanting to know what's really going on, wanting to understand the connections, wanting to look at life in a whole new way, that can come about from, you know, supposedly negative things happening. You know,
it's quite interesting, Jane, because when you look at the film like The Matrix, it's made up of numbers. And we're looking through the world through numbers and figures, and we're building up the concept of what is around us. So I totally get numerology. I really do. I think it's an area where it's still new to a lot of people, because people don't not understand it as much as where they just go to the psychic or the clairvoyant or the medium. But I think it's something that it is more needed within this.
Well, with numerology, it's very much the whole journey.
Absolutely.
I mean, the life map is literally from 0 to 99.
Yeah.
It's your approach during formative productive harvest years, the challenges, the essence of what's happening in the material, physical, emotional, spiritual, ideally what your focus should be each year. So it's a way of looking at your journey to date, you know, verifying years to date, if you like. And you're looking at your life map in the context of what you're here to do, what the lessons are, what the karma is. You know, we're looking at significant dates on relationship charts. And, you know, it's with the full consultations, I'm looking at, you know, the unique set of circumstances you're born into, your parents, your siblings, and, you know, moving on. I do several relationship charts with my full consultations. And, you know, with your, if you're married, there's a mission that comes from that. If you're divorced, there's a mission that comes from that. If you've got children, there's a reason they've chosen you. It's just looking at your life in a completely different way. Instead of the why me, it's engaging with something much bigger. You know, in the negative, there's always the positive. And it's about understanding what's really going on.
But
it can help with decisions.
Absolutely, because, you know, it's like
of an informed decision.
It's like a fine blueprint, isn't it?
I mean, most of us make decisions based on fear. But this is about making, it's clarity and vision, basically. It can provide great clarity with what's really going on, and also with your business as well. I use relationship charts a lot with recruitment. So you show the dynamics of an existing team, and then you show how those are changed if you add a new person to that team.
Okay, now I've got a really amazing concept, because I'm going to have to ask you this, because it was something I've been planning to ask you all day long. As you well know, I've just auditioned for X Factor.
Oh, yes!
And the thing was, the strangest thing was that this, I had to get, I just got through the third round, and this this is my third time that I've got to that stage, and I actually went into audition room number 3.
Oh, my goodness.
So
it's
I'm
about communication.
But the actual, and absolutely. And the actual,
3 is your gift, because you're born in March.
That's,
you know, so
right.
3 is actually, it's your gift. You have a natural, you'd be very comfortable with that energy.
And the strange,
you're naturally a very positive person. Your gift is communication.
Yeah, the strangest thing with it was, is that the actual room number, I mean, that was room number for auditioning, but this was made up of all the conference rooms in the Emirates at the Arsenal Stadium. The actual room number was 84.
84.
Which was a 12.
Which is a 1, 2, 3.
Which is a 3. Again. So I thought, that's really strange. They're all 3s. So what does that mean for me as a 4 go with all these 3s going on?
Well, your particular challenge is a 2, 1, 3. And your gift is a 3.
Right.
You know, it's also the 12 is potentially about harmony.
Yep.
You've got the 1, which is masculine, the 2, uh-huh, which is the more feminine, sensitive energy.
Yep.
So it's communicating, you know, both sides of your character, if you like.
Uh-huh.
And it's also the 1, 2, 3, you know, it represents Father, Son, Holy Ghost, physical, spiritual, emotional. There's a potential for great harmony with the 1, 2, 3. And, of course, you want harmony when you're singing as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So potentially that's very positive for you. The sum of your lessons, actually, with the name Grant Collier, the sum of your missing numbers is a 12-3 as well. So that's quite an important number for you.
It really felt like there was something going on that day. It was a really weird one. And I connected with all these 3s. I'm thinking, hold up a minute. This is my 3rd time at this stage of the process. And 3rd time, I felt 3rd time lucky. And I actually walked in and actually had I actually sung in front of the executive producer of X Factor.
Oh, so it wasn't quite Simon Cowell.
No, it wasn't. I'm not at that stage. If I get through that stage, then I'm in front of Simon Cowell.
Oh my goodness!
So that's the biggie for me. So this was I had to get through 3 auditions before that process. So within that energy, I got that there was something that felt right this time. You know. And I actually walked in and I went, hold up, number 3, this 3rd time, I actually said to them, 3rd time lucky, there's something in this.
Yes, there is. Of course, your mission is a 4.
Yep.
You know, you're dominated by 4 energy.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's well on, you know, the 3 and the 4s are really important for you.
Yeah, and I keep getting these 3s all the time at the moment, so this is really weird. And I've even been looking on the clock and it's always been like 13, 33.
Yeah, well, your mission is a 13.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's really weird how all these things are coming forward. So
yeah, I mean, the 1, 3, 4, which is your mission, is rebirth.
Okay, so I don't know how much you've got on me there, because I know you've done a lot for Sammy, but where am I going within this year?
Gosh, I mean, looking at your life map at the moment, I've also done 4 months at a time for you.
Right.
Where's your life map gone? Here it is. Sorry, excuse all these bits of paper.
That's all right.
Sorry. Here we are. I'm looking at your life map now.
Uh-huh.
And this is showing how, again, for both of you, there's a really important shift going on.
Yeah, yeah.
For you, I mean, this is, you're age 40 now, and your mission is a 40, 13, 4. So this is a really important year for you.
Wow.
And it's a 9, which is about standing back from things, deciding what's productive, what's unproductive, possibly letting go of what's unproductive, and learning a little bit of detachment, learning to stand back from things is possibly quite important for you this year.
Uh-huh.
And your personal year is a 2, 6, 8, which is very much about achieving success so you can help others.
Yeah.
So it's detaching so you can help others. And your challenge from 33 to next year is about true self being revealed. It's about truly coming into your own, if you like.
Yeah.
You're coming to the end of this cycle.
Wow.
So it's almost if you're sort of truly coming into your own, and you're moving on to a place where your challenge is this 56-11, which is inspiring people to think in new ways, and it's very much about the journey from the head to the heart.
Because
your challenge has been a massive, if you don't mind me saying, there's been a massive struggle for you to be independent and self-confident.
Yep.
There's been a lot of obstacles along the way, and you've emerged. I mean, 2010 through to 2013 was a very, very, very sensitive time for you.
Yeah.
2007 was a very, very powerful new beginning as well.
Yeah.
But you know, between 2015 to 2018, it's 13-4 on your life map, which is very much living your mission. Your mission is a 13-4. It can mean obstacles, but it can also mean turning things around, rebirth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got lots of 5s, which indicates change.
Yeah.
So, you know, obstacles can come up, but if you totally believe you can turn them around, it can be extremely positive. It can be about change and transformation, particularly for you.
Well, that's what I'm feeling at the moment. I'm feeling like things are transforming. transforming.
Yeah, there's a massive shift going on.
Yeah, there is. Now, coming back to the X Factor thing, I wanted to find this out because I added all the numbers up. You know when they get the little sticker on them and it's got a number on it?
Like, yeah.
I've added all the numbers up. It was a number 8.
8? Oh, that's changed. Yeah, that's obviously success in the material realm.
Yeah.
8 is also about changing patterns and mindsets that will otherwise go for on forever.
Right.
With the 8, it's the deeper you go, the higher you fly. And both you and Sam have had to dig very deeply.
Yeah.
You know, you've both had to find what you need inside you. So this 8 ties in with the rebirth.
Yeah.
In that, you know, the 8 is changing those patterns that will otherwise go on forever. It's also about bringing things to the surface, looking at them in the light of day. Do I take this with me? Do I let this go? Do I want to think like this anymore? So, again, it ties in with the transformation and the change and the release, you know. There's a lot, you may be, there's been a massive struggle for you to find yourself and to truly come into your own. And the challenge from 2016 through to 2024 becomes about inspiring people to think in new ways because you're thinking in new ways, if that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense. I think I'm becoming
so there may be some obstacles, but it's about transforming them, literally turning them around. The massive change is coming.
Okay, Jane, because we're coming to the end of the interview, darling, how can people contact you? Because I know there's going to be a lot of people out there listening tonight that may want to look at their business, their relationship, where they are, and listen tonight and go, wow, that's amazing. So how can actually people get hold of
you? Well, my website is just janealton.com. I update every day in terms of numerology on Twitter, Facebook, on the blog, on my website.
Yeah.
And on my website, there's all the contact details, and there's the free numerology guide on the homepage. If you sign up for that, you get newsletters, etc.
Oh, wow. Brilliant.
Yeah. There's quite a lot on there.
Yeah, there is, actually. And you also write in Becoming Psychic magazine.
Yes. I've done a few articles.
Yeah, so people can find out what you're doing there as well. And they're really, really interesting. And you're teaching and helping a lot of people gain interest in numerology. I'm actually here sifting through my charts at the moment, looking at them, thinking, well, what's that? And it is
people
very...
are waking up. There's a wonderful expression, when your consciousness evolves, you'll see what's always there, been there to see.
Yeah.
Numerology's always been around, but I very much want to try and help people realise how useful and relevant it is, how it can help in business, how it can help you in your life, etc.
Definitely. And it's not as scary as maths.
No. it's about energies and cycles.
It's
real. It's not abstract. It's all around us, numbers, vibration. You know, numbers define our lives to a certain extent, you know, our age, our dress size, how much money we've got in the bank account, etc.
Less about the dress
numbers
size,
are all
though.
Around us, and when you understand what they represent, there's certain patterns start to emerge. Nothing happens by chance.
No, definitely, and I completely agree with that. I just want to say thank you very, very much for being a guest on our show tonight,
Jane. It's a great privilege. Thank you for your time.
And it has been very, very interesting, and I can't wait to find out what's in there in mine and Grant's relationship chart.
Very happy to talk into a lot more detail for you.
Definitely.
Oh, bless your heart, darling.
Thank you very much, Jane.
No, thank you.
Thank
you. Have a good evening.
Now,
and
just, you
too.
Just before she goes, very quickly, are you going to be at the Halloween Maidstone?
Oh, yes,
event?
I always do that one. Yes,
right,
I'll be there.
Because we will probably see you there.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
Because I am busy.
Lovely.
I know you're busy through the year. We probably won't get up to see much of you before then, but I will definitely come over and
we'll go. Always lovely to see you, Grant. Yep. That'll be lovely.
Bless your heart, darling. Well, keep up the good work. And,
thank you very
God
much.
Bless you.
Thanks,
you
Jane.
Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a happy Easter weekend.
And you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Oh, and that was the lovely Jane Alton.
And you can see how much information you get from numbers. And isn't it amazing?
She's amazing. She knows everything.
Absolutely.
I'm literally just sat here, because I'm not very good with numbers, to be honest. You know, I look at numbers, the first thing I think of is maths. Then my mind starts to panic, and my heart starts getting palpitations, and I'm like, oh my God, what is that?
But do you know what, Sammy? I hated maths at school.
Yeah.
I did. But when I look into numerology, it's actually quite exciting. Numbers have become very exciting.
And that's what I mean.
And they're
interesting.
And it's not just about adding up and how much money you've got in your bank balance. Do you know what I mean?
Or your dress size. And nobody wants to know that.
And it's not all about you know, trigonometry and rubbish like that.
No.
Well, it might well be if you if it goes deeper than that, I don't know, but it doesn't seem that way. And you can use the very basic forms to find out where you are and what the year holds ahead of you.
Yeah.
You know, but Jane is the master in that area, and she can look very deeply into every month from the year that you was born, right the way up to where you are now, and what's coming up for you months ahead and years ahead of you, within the years of 1 to 99. So, she could got a great forecast, not just for yourself, for where business is, what's going on around that, maybe relationship, any area of your life. So, check her out, guys. And if you want to learn from that as well, she teaches as well. So, nip along to Jane Alton. That's A-L-T-O-N.
Yep.
And she will be able to fill you in. And she's on Twitter. Yeah, she's on Facebook. Yep. And she's such a lovely lady. She will fill you with so much information and help you along the way.
Definitely.
There you go.
And that website is www.janealton.com.
Yep.
And please do check her out. And again, there's that the free Learn About Numerology guide that you can. And that's actually worth £47.
Absolutely.
And you can download that for free.
There you go.